This is Betty Blaisdell Berry. I'm at Pemaquid Trail with Betty Prescott and Bob Furman. Would you please introduce yourselves and tell me, let's see, where you were born, and if you want to, when you were born.
I was born in Boston, Massachusetts, February 1926, and I was Elizabeth Furman.
And I'm a brother Bob. I was born in Pemaquid Beach, December 28, 1924. And we are the two children of Doris Partridge Furman, who wound up owning the old Fort House in 1968 or 9. Seven.
No, Peter was born in 53, and I was pregnant with him when I was up there, so it won't be
early. You didn't own it then, though.
Oh, too, when we stayed in Cuba.
Yeah.
That was when it belonged.
She got title around 1967, I think.
Now, how did this happen? Because as I look at the Partridge family, it keeps spreading and spreading. And how does Doris fit in?
You mean into the family or
yes,
into the old Fort House?
Both. Let's take her into the family first.
Well, she was the daughter of Lincoln Partridge. Lincoln J. Partridge. Lincoln Jr. Okay.
And he was?
He was one of the five, well, actually six sons of James W. Partridge.
I've got five sons and a girl.
Well, one of them died at the age of two.
He didn't.
Okay.
And he's buried in the old cemetery there. And his name was
Eben.
There are so many Ebenezers in our background, you wouldn't believe it.
Was Doris born in the Fort House?
No.
No, she was born at the crossroads that lead to the Fort House. You know where Konitsky's boatyard is?
Yes.
Right across the street.
Oh.
And Bob was born.
I was born in the same house.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And it's still there, and it's for sale. And if you had, like, $79,000, you could buy it.
Well, I'm sure it should be a landmark.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah.
Just put a plaque on it.
It was Bob and born.
Did Doris live in the Fort House before she inherited it?
No. Just summer.
Okay, well,
summertime,
that counts.
We lived in the Boston area.
Yes.
Newton, mostly.
Oh, yes.
And therefore only came here summers from 1925 on.
Okay.
Often.
I write this all down. I don't exactly trust this machine. Also, when you go to, it's going around. Yeah, it's going around.
Probably doing some good.
Doing something.
Using up tape, anyway.
So you were here summers from 1925.
Mm-hmm.
And you stayed in the old Fort House.
No.
No, because at that time it...
Other members of the family. Well, Warren Anderson's letter will tell you who was there.
Yeah, that helped me a lot.
Yeah.
I've got upstairs and downstairs and left and right.
Right, exactly. And he has it all.
Yeah, that's
he?
Right.
Yeah,
he's right.
You're right. He's right in everything. You see, it was all chopped up, which was why it wasn't really historically attractive.
In that regard, when I interviewed John Partridge earlier this summer, and he said he was born in 1903, and he said then it was divided into four apartments. And I wondered whether that was correct, whether it already had been divided by 1903.
Well, he would remember it then as a little boy.
Yeah.
Well, probably was.
Probably was.
Yeah.
A lot of people live there. I mean, every once in a while you bump into somebody and say, oh, I lived there 1 year or something, because it was just, I don't know who collected the rent. Who was the official?
Well.
How they paid the taxes. They must have just collected from.
He told me that he played with Waldo and Clary's Fawcett's son. and that the Fawcetts lived downstairs. And he and his family lived upstairs. But I was trying to figure out where they put five boys and one girl if it was divided up into four apartments.
Well, in the mid-1800s, I think, probably, yes.
Well, then you had the boss.
Yeah.
Somebody probably lived on the third floor. They called the boss.
You know why they called it that?
They go up to Boston.
Yeah, that's what they always called it, that I remember. And my mother always called it.
People from here, when you go to Boston, the city,
yeah.
You go up.
Yeah.
Because you go down to Maine.
Right.
And up to Boston. So
I have never heard of that term being used other than here. So I just wonder
just
if
it's a family thing. I think it was just a family thing.
Yeah.
Joke.
Yeah,
up to Boston.
So you think they stowed some of the boys up in the Boston?
Might have. Four rooms up there. Four small rooms.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a dormitory. I've never been all the way up.
No, you haven't?
Yeah.
They're still there.
Yeah. But I don't know if the steps look like they're practically falling down.
I went up there the other day.
Oh, you did?
You did? Oh. And lived to tell the tale.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, now that's interesting. Four rooms. I thought that was a dormitory.
Must have been cold. I think there's an heat. There's no way. And then heat.
Was it Kavanaugh that lived up there? Who's the old lady?
Well, we don't know what Josephine's maiden name was. It was her sister.
Yeah.
Josephine Dawes.
Josephine was the mother of Jerry?
Yeah.
Geraldine Dodd. Those Dodgers from Aunt Cat.
Yeah, Aunt Cat.
Carol was Aunt Cat.
I haven't got Gerald. Here's Geraldine.
Yeah.
Geraldine was the daughter of someone whose name began with W. Was it
Walter? And Josephine.
Good.
Walter Dodd.
Yeah. Walter Dodd, right.
And Dodd married Josephine. You know, this is like a jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
He's been doing it. See, I'm not into it. Bob's been doing it for about a year now.
Well, I thought I was doing the Blaisdells, and I'm all involved in the Dodgers and the Partridges. But now that I found you, thank heaven. okay. So, when... Did you ever stay there yourselves during the summer?
Oh, yes.
Now, where did you stay?
Well, I stayed on the Lower East Side, which my uncle, for some reason, my mother's brother, lived there.
The brother was Wallace Parker.
And he was alone, and there was room, so we used to go up. When that would be 43 years ago, when Rob was a baby, he spent the summer there. Right. And from then on, we stayed there many summers.
His name was Wallace Julius Parker.
Thank you.
And
who did he come down from?
He was my mother's brother.
So he was Lincoln's.
Lincoln's son.
Okay. Excuse me if I'm a little slow.
No, that's all right. Lincoln Jules. And since, I guess it was Link, couldn't pronounce Jules.
Oh, yeah, because he was referred to as Jubin.
Jubin.
John Parker kept talking about this Jubin.
Right.
And I thought, Jubin, that's such an unusual name. And it was Carol Ring who told me what Jubin's real name was.
Wallace.
Yeah. Yeah. Wallace J.
Could you describe the apartment to me, Daddy?
The Lower East Side one that I stayed in? Well, did you get that sketch, Bob?
Pretty rough.
Yeah, but that's... At least you can see visual.
Rough.
You can
it looks
see
beautiful
it.
To
no,
me.
No, it isn't. This is the one she's talking about.
And this is the front door. Oh, I think
this
that's...
Is the, front. This is the first floor. There's the little side door.
Now, there's this big fireplace.
Yes, in that living room.
And that was
hooked up to a Franklin stove. That the fireplace wasn't there. They ripped out the fireplace. It was just the mantle.
Yeah, okay.
Was left. And there was a flue, so there was a Franklin.
That was here, right?
Yes.
Okay, so. Sorry. That led up to a chimney.
Right. Yeah. Ripped out.
It was really nothing left of the place, but these.
Well,
you know, the outside, the main four walls, but I mean, the inside, they put up beaver board and it off into these apartments and made like little bedrooms here, and I mean, it wasn't much.
And where was your kitchen then?
Pointed out.
Where there's still a sink, I think, back
yes.
then.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sink there, maybe. Was it in the back?
Yes. Looked out back into the field.
Yeah. It's the most beautiful views.
Oh, yeah.
Just going there.
And especially when you didn't have any hot water and you had to heat the water to wash your dishes and the baby's diapers. Yes, I had two. I had two in diapers one summer up there.
Weren't you lucky?
And I had to wash. There was no hot water, just cold.
And no Pampers.
No, it's not 40 years ago. No way.
Didn't have ballpoint pen.
Right. And washing those diapers and heating tea kettles of water. I don't know why I did it, because I just didn't want to stay home in the heat, I guess. And because of the view.
And this table was there, huh?
Yes, it was.
Oh. Well, let's put the dining room table.
That you are writing on.
Table. I am writing on.
And probably the chair you are sitting in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lower East Side. Lower East Side.
Being from New York.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, the Lower East Side.
Well, it looks like you have what, six chairs. How'd you keep six chairs all these
years? That's a funny story.
Yeah. I don't know it.
But yes, you ran around all up and down all the rooms, and you found one in one room, one in another room, and I think you finally found a sixth one up in the third floor. I know they were scattered all over the house. And how all six of them still were there, like you say, it's a miracle. You know, probably one in one apartment, one in another, and he and Louise ran around and found a foot six chairs.
That's a real feat.
Yes. If you'd seen that house, it was, believe me.
Now, what else was in this apartment? What do you remember from it?
A big old wooden bedstead, which my daughter has now. Just a headboard.
Mm-hmm.
Old.
Oak?
Yes. And just a, I think it was an old, nothing old when I say that. I mean, no antique. These were a few of the antiques. That rocking chair was way above. We found that up there.
You know, have you had these refinished or something? Because they look pretty nice to me.
Yeah, got all fixed up.
That was in the courthouse somewhere.
We didn't do much to these. I urethane three of them and we got around the other three.
But that was that on the second floor somewhere, that rocker?
Were there any dishes? Or were they all cracked up, chipped by that time?
Yeah, they were. See, people had, come in and maybe brought three or four plates from somewhere and somebody else brought. I mean, nothing.
I know.
You know what we had that was astonishing? We wound up with about six orange juice squeezers. And I
thought, oh, yeah.
Remember? And we probably took them to the dump, and now they're in collectible shops for $3 a piece or something. You know those glass?
The kind you do like this.
Oh, sure, we had one in my house.
Right, well, there were a whole bunch of them out there. We never could figure out why there were so many. Of course, we didn't want them. We cleaned them all out, and now you see them in these collectible shops, which is pretty funny. The things that we threw out, now people think are pretty much fun.
Bob, what do you remember from your apartment?
Oh, I remember the wallpaper was sagging off the wall.
Another would paste it back up every summer. Yeah. Come up the next spring, it would be...
Well, we were in the Upper East Side. It's oh, face the front door of the floor yeah. house. The east mm-hmm. side is the right hand side. Mm-hmm. But it was decently sunny and bright, I thought.
Oh, yeah,
compared
well,
to the others. Because the sun was on that side. Anyway, that was it.
And Claire and Bruce? No. Jan and Todd. Who had been in there? Claire and Bruce? Before you, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, because that was their bedroom.
Yes. How do you spell Claire?
C-L-A-I-R-E.
Right.
Sometimes it has an I and sometimes it doesn't.
That's John Package's sister.
Claire.
That's this one here.
Oh.
Remember on the phone you were talking about Claire and Jen?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, he had sisters, Claire and Jen, mm-hmm. as well as Aunt Claire mm-hmm. and Jenny. Where's Jenny?
Who's Jenny?
No, the next generation. The two girls. Aunt Cab.
Who was Clara?
Who was Clara?
Yeah.
And she had a sister, Jenny.
Oh, I didn't have.
You haven't got Jenny, huh?
Where's that picture, Bob?
You haven't got Jenny and you haven't got Eben.
Where's that picture? That was... You don't have that frame, huh?
No, I haven't seen any pictures at all. And Claire married...
Who's Jenny? Because I've got the original.
Now, did they go there summers or did they live there?
Oh, they went there summers. Claire.
Here they are. Daddy Barry.
Bing, bing, bing.
Here's the old folk. That was Lincoln. He was the baby.
That was our grandfather.
And that was Uncle Jim and that was Uncle Penn. William Penn.
Oh,
you know their names, I guess.
Yeah, but I didn't know what the order or when each was born or anything. Now let's see. Link was the baby.
Lincoln, I mean, I don't believe they ever had a name.
Who's next, Fred?
Uncle Fred was next.
To the youngest?
Well, yeah. The oldest.
Who is the oldest?
Probably Uncle Jim.
Yeah.
Name for his father.
Mm-hmm. He's the one who ran the Jamestown.
Well, it wasn't the Jamestown. It's the Jamestown now, but it was a private, his private home.
Oh, all right. Then after Jim was...
Well, you better get in here.
I got a hunch it was William Penn.
And William Penn didn't it?
William Penn?
And then Penn was very good.
I have it.
So, where was this picture taken?
Well, we assume it was up outside the courthouse. Looks like, doesn't it, in the background?
It certainly does.
Those are the five surviving children of Penn. And Sarah Erskine.
Well, that's important to me. He's the mother.
Was Sarah Reed virgin?
Now, let's see. Do you have these identified on the back?
No, but he knows who they are.
Well, at some point, it would be a good idea to write what it is on the back. Let me tell you how to do things. Because people don't remember.
Yeah, the kids.
They say, or our kids. We recently had a death in our family, and the grandson was mailing copies of an old photograph to us of a man, you know, with wing tie and all that. Who is this?
Yeah, right.
So which one is the mother? I imagine this is probably the mother.
Yes, okay. Next to Jane.
Sarah. Photo. You see, at some point, when we get it all fixed up, and I'm leaving instructions in my will, I would think we would want copies of this kind of information up there. In fact, I even saw a family tree this year, you know, with all this stuff, mm-hmm. but they had a picture, just a face of each person. Now, I don't know how far back we're going to be able to find pictures, but
that's the only one.
This would be invaluable. Well, let's see. We've got James and William Penn and Link. So we've got Fred's got to be in here somewhere, and
yeah.
Henry.
We always thought it was Frederick Augustus.
Yeah.
But here it says Frederick Albert.
Well, oh, Frederick A, yeah.
Okay, look. Fred Albert. Okay. You have this book, don't you?
No, what is it?
Oh, gosh.
Is it The History by Johnson or something?
No, it's by,
Dodge?
Yeah, Christine Dodge. Okay, Frederick Albert was born April 21st,
1862. That's the Civil War.
Yeah. Well, who else? Lincoln J. Which we already have.
Yeah, but I don't have any dates.
1864 he was born. He died in 1907. Died a hero, he was. He rescued George Tower off of Sawmill. So,
oh, I read about that. Oh, that was so sad.
My mother was only 6 years old at the time.
Oh, dear, isn't that bad?
Yes, but if they hadn't gotten the Carnegie Medal of Honor, which had a financial stipend with it, mother said she would have been 300. So that Carnegie Medal, you know, was very nice because it gave it, they had a yearly sum of money that came with it. I don't know how much it was, I have no idea. But it kept them
going.
Right.
Well, I never knew that. Now, you see, these are extremely interesting. And
the medal we had here for a while, but a cousin has it. Now, doesn't Allie have it?
Right.
Allie Duinell.
Yes.
Duinell.
Well,
I think she has it at her
right
house.
Good. It's William Penn.
Mm-hmm.
He was born November 13, 1856. And I don't know when he died, but I remember him. So that's been around 1930, 35.
And he's in this picture.
Yeah, he's that one.
Ben.
Yeah, they didn't look good. They didn't resemble each other.
No, Henry was chubby.
And Penn
was that
Henry.
One.
Yeah, it was probably right around 1930 when he died, because I vaguely remember.
Okay, James?
I figured he was the oldest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was born in 1888. Died in 1918.
I don't think that's right. He was born in 1888. How could he be the oldest? If the others were born in
1888. Well, he probably wasn't the oldest.
He thought he was, but...
I don't think he was born in 1888.
He said he couldn't have been, 30 years after the other one. Could he?
Well, no. I would think it's been kind of hard on you.
No.
On the mother.
That's wrong, bro.
Maybe it's a different guy. Who are we talking about?
Jim.
Jim.
Because they were all born in the 50s, 1850s, something. The 60s.
In the 60s?
So they had to all be born, they were all fairly similar in age. Well, Lincoln was pretty little, and Craig was pretty young. But he could have had a kid 30 years after a first one, so that's wrong.
We decided.
Yeah, well, I hope for her sake, poor thing.
Kept her mighty busy.
Well, I know he died when my mother was quite young. Didn't he die of the flu? Ken was born 2 years ago, and he did die in 1830.